This is the Zandiri Radio Show. And yes, what a weekend we've had. The Zandiri Radio Show brought to you by Africade, supported by the Ready Plus movement. And this week, we're going to be talking about causes, the causes and a course to take to accessing help when dealing with sexual and gender-based violence. And yes, of course, we are streaming, live streaming on Facebook. And today is slightly different. I'm not in the studio. I'm out of town. You know how we broadcast all over, and it's all thanks to technology. And so today I am in Mutare. Joining me for today's conversation, Mercy. Hi, Mercy. How are you?
Hi, Auntie Fresh. How are you?
I am great. How was your week?
My week is okay. Could you take my komoyo?
Ah, kuri bosha mari. We are kira bazi.
Abana manjisiya.
Sorry, it won't happen again. Well, I guess you're also going to introduce our guest for today.
Yeah, so today we are joined by Auntie Wongai, our mental health expert, Joseph and Yolanda, who are both kids from Zandiri. So to be part and parcel of the show, you have to SMS the word Zandiri to 33500, and you text your question. We want you to be part and parcel of the show, guys. Mibundo yese 24/7, and the platform is actually free.
Aywa, ichocho ichukwadi chawa taura Mercy. Now let's get on with it. By the way, we are live streaming not only on the ZFM Stereo Facebook page, but we are also live streaming from the Zandiri Facebook page and the Ready Plus page. On with the first question, and Mercy, I think I'm going to take this one. What is sexual and gender-based violence, and what causes it? And Auntie Wongai, this is for you.
Hi, thank you so much for having us on the show, particularly now as we are preparing for the 16 days of activism against gender violence. It's an opportune time to be talking about violence against women, and this is something that has been happening within our communities and that has been affecting a lot of people. So sexual and gender-based violence is any harmful act that is sexual, that is physical, that is verbal, emotional, psychological, or even mental, that is perpetrated against someone, and usually this is done against their will. What causes it is that a lot of the times people within communities and societies are raised with cultural beliefs or norms or values that then say that there are some people that are less than others, or beliefs that are discriminatory, or that say there are other people that are, you know, that should be treated as less than others, or as people that cannot do as much as others within the community. And we find that a lot of the times this is what our society has sort of said about women and girls who are mostly affected by the forms of violence that we've spoken about. So beliefs that women are less than have led to people then treating women in very discriminatory ways, or, you know, doing things that make them feel helpless or powerless within social interactions or work interactions in many different areas, because they believe that women or girls are less than boys or are less than other human beings within the community or society. So these beliefs are usually things that are inculcated or are put within a family or within a system through how children are raised. And so violence is actually a learned behavior, something that's modeled within the family to say this is how these people are treated, or this is how you respond. And particularly where people have not been taught how to deal with conflict or how to resolve conflict well, they then learn that violence is the way to go, or how to do things. Sometimes violence can be as a result of people not being able to control their anger. It can be as a result of being intoxicated or using drugs. It can also be as a result of a mental illness, where somebody is ill and then they become aggressive or violent because of the not understanding what they're doing, or because of that illness that they have. What must be clear, though, as I said, violence is a learned behavior and something that's inculcated or built up in somebody. What's important for us to realize is that whether somebody is ill or they are intoxicated by alcohol or by other drugs, or they've got cultural beliefs that make them discriminate others. You know, violence is not a good thing, and neither should we tolerate it or make an excuse for it because of the various causes that we've just spoken about.
Wow. Thank you very much, Auntie Wongai.
So to join the conversation, send through those questions to our U-Report platform, that is 33500, guys. We want you to be part and parcel of the conversation. As a case providing support during the past 8 months, did you encounter any cases around sexual and gender-based violence, Yolanda?
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for your support. So the past 8 months have been difficult, and we did encounter such cases, mainly reported from adolescent girls and young women within the program. And due to the environment and how we were operating using visual support, it took a lot of time for community adolescent treatment supporters, which are called CATS, and the young mental mothers to identify these cases compared to when we would visit our peers at home, at the facility, and as well as we met at the support groups.
Thank you very much Yolanda. We are Zandiri, and you can tune in Saturdays after the 6 o'clock news right here. And just like Mercy was telling you there, they and you show you. Sikandimi munofana kunge muripo muchibvunza zvamune muchida kubvunza. And usatombonyara kubvunza zvese zvaunenge uchida kubvunza. Auntie Wongai, as you have explained the causes, can we now focus on the survivors of gender-based violence? How can one train their mind to think positively and get in that mindset to access help?
So, you know, it's actually quite an interesting dynamic that happens between, you know, the perpetrator of violence and the person who receives violence. So people always say things like, how can I turn it around? How can I think positively so that I'm not affected by the verbal or the physical or the emotional abuse or the sexual abuse that has happened to me? Part of it is, you know, the first step is actually opening up and talking about it. As violence or perpetrating violence can be a learned behavior, receiving it and tolerating or accepting it can also be a learned behavior. So we are saying that within communities, if women or girls, for example, have been treated as though they are less human beings, they don't qualify or they lack value or they deserve to be abused or to be beaten up or to be spoken to in negative ways, if that's done repeatedly to somebody, they will start believing that they are not good enough, that they lack value, that they are not important. So when they grow up or when they are in intimate relationships, they sometimes can actually accept being treated like that, being spoken down to, being beaten up, because they believe that they actually deserve to be treated that way. So the first thing that we have to actually start thinking about and seeing is that in spite of the things that somebody says to you, because, you know, in an abusive situation, when somebody beats you up or when they say negative things about you, you as an individual have to start actually realizing your own value and your own self-worth, because that's the first step of getting out of it, not accepting it and not tolerating it. So you can actually find that when somebody is abused, they will start making the excuses. I made them angry, or they were drunk, or it was because I didn't do the correct thing. It's not about what you have done or what you have failed to do or what you will say or what you don't say. It's actually about more than that. And the first step is to actually look at yourself and say, I am more valuable than this, and I deserve to be treated better than this. And when somebody starts saying they deserve to be treated better, they will also then start accepting and wanting better for themselves and for their lives.
Wow. So much to learn today.
Yes.
And thank you so much, Wongai. Any questions, you can actually just post your questions on Facebook right there. Now, we are geared for the upcoming 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. And as our guests are talking about this issue, do pay attention and be informed. There is absolutely no excuse whatsoever for abuse. And as a community, we should work together to eliminate gender-based violence. gender-based violence. I know when I want to tell us about Rwanda and this mess we know about, sorry, I'm going to shut it up. There is absolutely no excuse for gender-based violence.
For just about, yeah, true, Auntie Peshi. Just know to work up kosher, you deserve better.
True.
So, as you always acknowledge the work done by Kate all over Africa, can you, like Yolanda, can you please list some of the list the forms of gender-based violence you have dealt with in your work as Kate?
Oh, okay. Thank you once again for the question. So, as a cat, the common cases we encountered, especially over the lockdown, where sexual violence, including rape and child sexual abuse and even child marriages. We also went through cases like violence against women and girls. We also went through cases like domestic violence and intimate partner violences. Yeah, those were the cases we went through.
Thank you very much. And of course, kudzidza wacha akuperi zvechokwadi. And back to you, Auntie Vongai, what are the effects of sexual and gender-based violence? Where the violence yaitika mumba cannot within a community?
Some of the effects of gender-based violence are, you know, that a person will begin to devalue themselves. It makes a person feel worthless. It makes them feel unlovable. It makes them feel unworthy. It takes away their confidence. They start having low self-esteem. They can't, you know, fulfill their full potential. And if children are in a family that always has violence in it, what ends up happening is they learn that it becomes a model for them on how to resolve conflict. It creates those beliefs that, you know, there's somebody that's lesser than them. This is how we must react towards them and we must act towards them. It creates that discrimination and those cultures of discrimination that we're talking about earlier. It can also create mental illness for the victims and the perpetrators themselves. And then also the bystanders, the ones that have to watch that, also then have problems with that. It also then creates issues where people have got depression and end up wanting to commit suicide, also murder. Our statistics from 2019 tell us that 1 in 3 women have experienced intimate partner violence in their lives, and also 38% of the murders that have happened with women are as a result of gender-based violence. So you can see that, you know, these are very serious effects on not just the person who's receiving the violence, but also the community and the society and the people that are around them will also be affected.
Wise words indeed. You find with mercy most of the time panyaya idzodzodzo panenge pane vana vanenge vakatarisa zvese izvozvo zvichiitika ende mune dzimwe nguva vanotokura vachibva vafunga kuti ndizvo
zvinotoitwa
magariro acho iwayaya.
Yeah, true. So from your own opinion, Joseph, how can we stop sexual and gender-based violence?
Education is the key to empower someone. So people should be educated on SGBV, not just people, but myself. In total doubt that knowledge, you wouldn't consider it, but see that those vary under SGBV. And people should desist from saying victims. These are survivors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and information, you know, from our kupiwa munhu wese kuti aone akwanise kudi kubatsira, even chero asiri under the health department kana kuti any government or institution. We need to know how SGBV starts, matangiro ayo, whether mucommunity kana kuti mudzimba, so that we can prevent it from happening. No one should be left behind on getting this information. Tikasiya vamwe SGBV you want my communities. Men and boys should be included in these conversations to raise awareness and accountability. Community yedu at large, you know, from queen ku move from saying victims. Says a number two, they are not called victims but are called survivors.
Survivors
of SGBV. And we need also to empower madzimai nevana Nivana Scana.
Yeah, true, Joseph, true.
Also, and there should be increased efforts in economic empowerment and social and reproductive rights, hence giving the affected group a platform to make their views and voices be heard. One kazi, Nivaskana, wakawana information. Zvokwanisa kuti vakwanise kuzozvimiriri ramangwana. Ramangwana ravo rigova rakajeka, risina kushungurudzwa.
Yeah, very true, Joseph. And ndopanopinda futi our new report platform. If you feel you are facing any kana uchifesa any gender-based violence, feel free, guys, don't hesitate to just send a message to 33500. You will get help.
Wise words indeed.
Yeah, it is important to know that causing or using violence to have your spouse get into a sexual act because you are married to them is actually sexual violence. As you know, about what you are going to do, can that no is a no. Whether you are going to do it, can you not know it's a no, guys.
Icho kwa di icho ocho, and makawanda hawa jizile. Kuti munhu wakachata naye vanhu vakauya vakapururudza hazvina mhosva kuti wakaroora kana even muri kubika mapoto, whatever the situation, mukadzi musikana haamanikidzwe. Kana ati no means no.
No, yeah, true.
Do you have programs that deal with sexual and gender-based violence, Antivongai?
So as Randiri, we have a program that supports our young moms and our young dads, which is our young people that would have gotten married and had children, or some that might not have been married, or that are single parents that would have gotten pregnant, and then they have their children, and then they also become victims of gender-based violence or intimate partner violence. So we have young mental moms and young mentor dads. These are young people that have got families and that have got children and that are within intimate relationships themselves, that can they support their peers in intimate relationships. So talking about how to raise their children, talking about all those concerns around sexual violence, somebody is in a situation like that, and also talking about issues around raising their children and all the challenges that can come up within intimate relationships, because that's a huge issue for people living with HIV. So there are lots of questions around discordant couples, there are lots of questions around, and that can actually be causes for violence within the marriage and the relationships, how to disclose, and that within in itself can create problems, especially if people didn't know or there were problems within the disclosure process and all of those kind of things. So those young mentor moms and young mentor dads, so to support both the males and the females, and also with the boys as well, there is also a gap in terms of them being taught sometimes how to be fathers and how to parent and how to be husbands, and so it becomes a huge gap where they might become aggressive to their partners, not necessarily because they are bad people or because they want to be bad, but because culture, you know, has taught them that, you know, men take certain roles and do certain things, and there's always this thing around if a wife doesn't listen, then she's being disobedient, and if she's being disobedient, then you have to reprimand or punish, and sometimes that it's great. So all of these things are things that we're trying to work together in our program, so that we support young people as they grow up from adolescence to become young people that have their own families and their own houses, and then face some of these challenges which are quite common within a marital relationship.
Thank you very much, Auntie Vongai.
So Joseph, can you tell us the referral protocol when you deal with sexual gender and based violence?
Okay, on this question, on how to handle my cases, on how to refer my cases in sexual and gender based violence. Firstly, kugona kuprotect identity and safety of the survivors. Izvo zvinobatsira kuavoid another violence perpetrated towards our survivor in the community. Also, unofanira kuprotect the privacy and should always put confidentiality mberi. Confidentiality zvese zvataudzwa ati is market atifanira kunge tichide tichitapurira tichipa umwe in that information hatizove zvine ungwaru pabasa redu. The survivors vanodawo counseling sessions, and semunhu arikupa counseling nyatsopa information yakakwana yakananga ne SGBV services. Also advise the survivor apo paanenge achida kuzowana another referral for further support. Our survivors vanofanirwa kutipawo mvumo, ane mvumowo futi yekubvuma kana kuramba zvatee tichivaudza. This information if approved isemaket tinozokwanisa kuipawo kunana mbendo yedu zvandiri mbendo or any health care ari kushanda maererana ne that field, and from there psychosocial support inenge yakukwanisika kupa kumunhu iyeye ashungurudzwa, or our peer anokwanisa kuwana information yakakwana on psychosocial support, and also anokwanisa kuwana empowerment yakakwana to make a decision kuti akwanise kuzvibatsira.
Thank you very much, Joseph. You know, a lot of very important points mentioned there, Apo Mercy, because a lot of the time, kana munaenda through gender-based violence, especially within a relationship, dzimenguva mawe ma decisions anoremera munhu kuti aga ameke, because anenge asina chekubatsirika nacho, anenge asina kana chekubata. Saka kakawanda kacho unoona kuti victim yacho inoramba iri panzvimbo ipapo paanenge achi panisiri kubatwa zvakanaka.
Achingoti ndogarira vana vangu.
Ichokwadi itocho zvichokwadi Mercy. But we do encourage you to talk to somebody, and like we've been telling you all about 3500, the platform that you can use at any time, 24 hours a day, whether tiripa radio panapa tiri kutaura newe kana kuti hatipo. All you have to do is SMS the word Zandiri, and panenge pane munhu anenge ariko on the other side to assist you, to stand with you, and to encourage you, as well as this name. Antivongai, you're going to be taking our last question. Now, what kind of advice would you give listeners who are actually dealing with sexual and gender-based violence?
You know, if there are people that are listening to these broadcasts tonight and they have been facing some of the challenges that we've discussed today around gender-based violence, and they have been struggling to figure out where to get help and how to get help, we at Zandiri, together with our partners, Frontline AIDS, would like to let you know that we care about you. You are valuable, you are important, and this show is about that, telling you that you are valuable in spite of what the violence or the abuse has been saying or making you feel. You are important and you are valuable to us, and we would like to support you and would like to help you. And at this time, as we are preparing for the 16 days of activism against gender violence, which starts on the 25th of November, we are there to help. I know as part of this broadcast, we are going to be giving you our U-Report number and our contact details where you can contact us to get support and to get help, to have somebody to talk to. Even if you are doubting right now that maybe, you know, this is not violence, or it's not, whether you're thinking that what you're thinking is right or it's wrong, or you're doubtful and you're lacking confidence about getting support and getting help, just reach out to us on our U-Report platform, and we would be able to talk you through what's going on. I think that's what I would like to say, and that's what I would like to encourage, to say don't do this alone. There are people that are out there, that are there, that care about you, that can support you through this.
Thank you very much, Auntie Vongai. And zvinguva hautona tsonzwisisa kuti ndizvirwe zvirikutaurwa. Aiwa, zvizvirizvo. Aiwa, munhu wangu anondida. Gore rakata kazonditira chakati nezuro chai yakazonditira chakati. It really is not about that. If you are doubting anything at all, still get in touch with us. 33500. There will be somebody there to talk you through whatever you're going through and really explain anything that you need understanding. Mercy tatanda rashamwe.
Yeah. Itadziza zvakawanda.
Ai chokwadi chocho. A big thank you to Joseph, Auntie Vongai. Thank you so much for all the information that you've shared, as well as Yolanda. Now, this month marks 2 years of the Zandili radio show. So, Mercy, say, where's the party? Where's the cake? So, you know, to the entire Zandili team, and yeah. Amutombozi yokuti, it's an entire village, you know, it is akuti Zandili itike.
Yeah, true.
So, thank you to you, Mercy, of course, Shark Boy, Lloyd, Lois, Ameno kutindokutenda isei, vaterere vedu vese vanenge vakaterera ma Saturdays, vano like, vano vanotumira ma messages. Thank you so much. Zandili, social media sites and are all yours. Just keep watching, keep following, encourage other people to like and follow as well. And this coming week, we'll be showing you pictures of how it started and how it has been going since 2018 November. Murukura kase fani anamini.
Sa, and it's actually a great experience. We are honored to get here for show you. To go to every week, we watch it in your hand.
But you know, thank you know, in a team, yes, because we know Guti, you could have been doing other things, but you guys work so hard, and you know, you're always reaching out to young people.
Yeah, true. And big up to
Africa
Zandili. You guys are amazing. The team with Africa is amazing.
Thank you. That is so true. Now, this episode will be aired this coming Thursday on Hevoi FM as well as 98.4 Midlands. So do tune in between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. That's between 1900 hours and 2000 hours. And as you know, the Zandili Radio Show is a platform for young people and the rest of the community. Because Teze Tinofanira Kunzwisisa. Tese tinofanira kuve nerudo. Tese tinofanira kunge tichibatsirana. And of course, you know, everybody needs to learn more about HIV-related health information. So, it's about time for us to be saying bye. See you next time for another live-streamed informative session on the Zandili Radio Show. And if you have questions, Mercy, baudze wanawa.
Also, if you have any questions, just SMS the word Zandili to our new report platform, that is 33500. And always remember, guys, your health, your responsibility.
Wise words indeed. Or you can actually visit the website www.africade/zandili.org. That's www.africade/zandili.org. And you'll be able to learn more about the work being done by CADS and AfriCAD within the communities they serve. Mercy, you're my hero.
Oh, so you are, Aunt Stacey. Oh, guys, Mercy, I'm signing out. Let's catch up again next week.
Indeed. My name is Patience Musa. As always, it is lovely hanging out with you, especially on a Saturday like this, on a Zandili. Let's keep on wearing our masks. Let's keep on practicing social distancing. Kanosina zvekuita. Ah, kara zvekumba.
Kara kumba.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Claim it, take it, own it, rock it. The Zandili Radio Show was proudly brought to you by AfriCAD Zandili, with support from the Ministry of Health and Childcare and Ready Plus.